freedom spoken here. This is Talk Radio 570 KVI.
Back we are, the John Carlson Show. It is 22 and a half minutes after 5 in the morning. Good morning, everybody. So a couple of issues overseas caught my attention, and whenever we talk about anything overseas, we go to our designated overseas guy, and that is Fox News military analyst and retired U.S. Army Lieutenant Colonel Ralph Peters, also a great author of fiction and nonfiction books alike, including the acclaimed Civil War novel, Hell or Richmond, great Christmas gift. Ralph Peters, good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning. I hear you've had a little bit of not quite tropical weather out there, John.
Oh, man, have we ever. We were in the high teens and 20s, which for us is Antarctica. You know?
Yeah, I mean, I hear the cappuccino has been freezing right at the coffee bar.
That's right. So I want to start by asking you about what's going down in Ukraine, because from a distance, it looks to me like there's some people in Ukraine that very much want to be Europeans and other people of a smaller number in Ukraine who very much want to be in Russian orbit.
Well, Ukraine is, first of all, it's incredibly important. It should be getting much more attention from the media than it's getting, because Ukraine, a state of a nation, really, of almost 50 million people, is the real prize. Putin, Vladimir Putin of Russia, desperately wants to reclaim, in his view, reclaim Ukraine for his vision of a greater Russian empire, a renewed Muscovy, etc. And he's pulling out all the stops of bullying, pressuring, threatening, bribing to get Ukraine, to the government of Ukraine, not to sign a deal with the European Union that would firmly lead Ukraine to Europe. Now, the problem with Ukraine is that it's not the boundaries drawn under the Tsars, but then really under Stalin for what Ukraine is, really pushed two groups of people together who don't really like each other very much, don't want to be. In eastern Ukraine, around the Donetsk Basin, etc., that is populated by Russian speakers, many of them actual ethnic Russians, people who came to be Shakhtyori, to be miners in the Donetsk, it's sort of their Appalachia.
Okay.
And those people do feel an affinity to Russia, although they don't necessarily want to sign up for Putin's whole program. But in this, in central and western Ukraine, people speak Ukrainian, think European. It was an area that was long occupied by Poland in the High Middle Ages. It's got a very different history. So from Moscow's perspective, Ukraine belongs to Russia. From the perspective of the majority of Ukrainians, a slight majority who live in the west and central and western Ukraine, they're Europeans. They don't want any part of going back to the rule of whether it's an old czar or a new czar like Putin. They certainly don't want to go back to the Soviet period. Now, the Ukrainians have very, very bad memories of the Soviet era.
My question. Why don't Ukrainians hate the Soviets with Russians with a vengeance? I mean, look what Stalin did to Ukraine. He starved the entire country.
Yeah, I mean, the man-made famine, the extermination of the peasant farmers, the kulaks, just horrible treatment of Ukraine. And that's why the people in the center around Kiev and west, around Lviv, they do not want any part of a greater Russia, being part of a greater Russia or in Russia's orbit.
Okay. Are you there? Did we lose?
No, I'm here.
Okay.
They want to go to Europe. And Putin is pulling out all the stops. Now, the EU is doing its tepid best to stand up to them. But here's the problem. In the corrupt last election, the Yanukovych government in Ukraine, which is the one that's being bribed and bullied by Moscow, that's put Yulia Tymoshenko, an earlier leader of Ukraine, in prison on trumped-up charges. This government is elected. You know, we didn't call them on the corrupt election, so Yanukovych is the elected office. So the people in the streets want Yanukovych gone, But there's no legal mechanism to remove him.
There's no impeachment.
Well, there's he controls the legislature.
Okay.
They had a vote of no confidence that he won because, again, the Russians, Putin is threatening and bribing and bribing and threatening. And you don't have to have the will of the people on your side if you've got corrupt officials. And here's my worst-case scenario, is that these demonstrations continue, and we actually see Russian intervention. Now, I don't think that's going to happen, military intervention. I don't think it's going to happen, but it's not beyond the realm of possibility because Putin will do anything to keep Ukraine to regain Ukraine as the property of Moscow.
Here's my fear here, and please tell me it's misplaced. If Ukraine becomes absorbed into Soviet orbit, we're going to see the beginning of the reassembling of the Soviet Empire.
No, well, that's what Putin's already trying to do. In fact, now, let me correct both of us here.
Okay.
We shouldn't use the word Soviet. Putin is not interested in rebuilding the Soviet Empire because he knows he can't get Eastern Europe back.
Okay.
What
mm-hmm.
he is trying to do is to reestablish Greater Russia, the Empire of the Tsars.
Mm-hmm.
And he's doing a pretty good job of it. He's already got much of Central Asia back under his aegis. He's, you know, obviously bullied Georgia. Armenia is aligned with Moscow. Azerbaijan is trying to maintain some distance, but it's a tough struggle. And he's got Belarus, of course. But again, from Moscow's perspective, the great prize is Ukraine. And while our president goes gallivanting around, making speeches, doing nothing, John Kerry is out there trying to build monuments to his ego throughout the Middle East, this is a crucial struggle. I mean, I cannot sufficiently emphasize the importance of Ukraine. Look at the map. Ukraine is big. If Ukraine aligns with Europe, Russia as a threat is contained.
Right.
If Ukraine is reabsorbed by Russia, Russia will be belligerent and aggressive and vicious for generations.
We have 20 seconds. What should the United States do, Ralph Peters?
Well, the president himself should be out vocally praising the people who want to be part of Europe. Our government, while we're certainly not going to intervene militarily, we should be standing up to Putin. But Obama will not stand up to Putin for a variety of reasons, ranging from cowardice to the imaginary idea that they can be friends again.
Ralph Peters, thanks for joining me here on KVI.